All right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. And I hope you like this video because it involves you and everybody that watches my channel and the whole rest of the country. Companies are struggling and might not survive the 2023 downturn. We're talking about the economy, okay? The number one company on this list, you're really going to love this, Elon Musk, Twitter. Twitter is actually on the verge of collapse. Can you believe that? Twitter, which is owned by the richest man in the world that wants to go to Mars, the Twitter company is not doing well. So here's the second one. Kohl's not doing well. We all know GameStop, of course, is not doing well because physical games and downloadable games pretty much hit its precipice. And GameStop's probably been doomed for a while. They knew this was coming, just like DVD, tape cassettes, discs. You know what? Streaming has won. Netflix, not doing well. Wow. Unbelievable. Company that rideshare, Lyft, is not doing well. Electronic Arts is not doing well. Well, I think I already mentioned Kohl's. And believe it or not, Lowe's, Home Depot, is not doing well. Okay? We got Rite Aid that might not make it. Foot Locker is not doing well. So we got all these companies in the business situation. And Home Depot is also last on the list of number 15. Home Depot did say that they're seeing signs of slowing down housing projects and like remodeling and that kind of stuff. And they're because of not the high interest rates, it's everything. It's inflation. It's the amount you got to spend to get the material. It's also the credit. Okay. I was just watching something real quick, monitoring this. But I'm going to tell you guys something. High inflation is not slowing down the housing costs because now we got a different situation. We got higher rates and more higher rates coming in, possibly, again, another rate hike coming in before I even list this house for sale. And that's not going to hurt me as much, and I'll tell you why. Because I own the properties I sell. And I buy them at a discount. When you buy them at a discount, I'm going to tell you guys why a higher interest rate is not bad. And please subscribe. Your interest is in my channel. Then give me a thumbs up and subscribe. Because I'm going to tell you why that the high interest rate is not bad for you and not bad for the economy. It's because of this one reason. Inflation comes down. So rates are going up right now, but it's starting to, inflation's coming down. So when rates go up in the next two, in 2024 to 2025 year, I know it's a couple of years away, coming into 2026, when those rates are going to come down. And guess what? With those higher rates, right now the economy has to equalize that inflation. And you to borrow at a higher rate, it's not economically feasible. I'm not saying you can't do it. You can do whatever you want. If you want to borrow at a higher rate, go ahead. If you want to sell your house and buy it at a higher rate, you can. But I'm going to tell you, there's angels over your shoulders at that point. The people that buy at a higher interest rate of a house mortgage, and most people are going to be hitting around 8%, honestly, because the average credit score right now in the U.S., I think is like 719. It's not even 720. It's like 719, I think. So you're going to be over that 7%. You're going to be more like an 8.6%. So, but the best part of that is when those rates start to come down, the Fed releases those rates lower, you can then start refinancing at a better rate and get money back in your pocket from the equity that in your house and start fixing them up and putting your house back on the market at a higher price, because then people are going to start buying at a lower rate. Get it? 10 years high, 10 years up, 10 years down. 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, 2008. Hey, now we had the longest run from 2008 to 2000. I'd say it started in actually 2018. The inflation started going up and getting really bad. And well, what didn't boost what? Your paycheck. Those numbers and raises have been stagnant since 2018. So once from the last crash coming down and then going back up, wages didn't go anywhere. Actually, they went down. Okay, so nobody was getting more money, except after the crash, real estate still continued to go up, and now the average cost of a family home is over $400,000. Okay, the average family house, the average cost is $400,000. Now I operate below those levels because I'm in a city and a part of the country where we are still in a hot market because the values are low, and people are coming here for the new jobs that are coming in this area. I live in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, and we're in a really good city. We're in a really good economic situation here. GM's putting a battery factory in, or they're doing a chip factory. We got a lot of new jobs coming out here, and the economy out here is at a 3.7% growth rate, actually. So we are in a seller's market, not a buyer's market. So the real estate here is really good, but your real estate is going to be really good. So I'm saying, if you have to purchase a house at a higher rate, just remember, in 2 years after you get that loan, you'll be able to kick back that lower percent rate and refinance your house and get money back because of the lower rate. Bingo. That's what drives the economy from the high rates to the low rates back. Then they'll go back. They'll start going back up. That roller coaster's coming down. And yeah, we're going to hit the bottom. Just like, you know, then that curve goes back up. Don't worry, guys. I know it's hitting your pocketbook, but if you save money and you be smart right now, and you want to hit these rates right now before they go back up. So if you're going to buy a house, you're looking at a house, you find one you want, and you win the bid on it, if there is bidding, because that is still happening right now. People are still bidding on these houses and still getting these houses at a higher rate, because they know, and the smart business people know, and the people that are buying these houses know, that these rates are not going to keep going up. They're eventually going to start coming down back to the 3% mark, because we always have to go back down and back up. That's just the way inflation works. And the Fed and the government always tries to always have corrected it from the 60s all the way through history. Okay, they always have a correction. And we are in a correction. And it's not bad, but we're not in the best. I know we are in a gray area right now. Is it going to get worse? Companies are going to struggle because they can't borrow. They don't want to borrow money at a higher percent rate, especially for payroll that costs them more money. So then they start saying the companies aren't doing well, and which ones are going out of business. Well, what companies have a bad reputation is what we want to know. Okay? Twitter, Meta, which is Facebook, and TikTok are three of the world's biggest social media giants. Also, three of the brands that are worst reputations in the U.S., according to recent release 2023, just now. And the reputation of Twitter is not doing well, okay, since Elon took over. The company is losing money. And Twitter isn't something that, if it keeps going the way it's going, don't let Elon fool you. He's a liar. He's going to let it go. or he's gonna sell it because he needs to go back. He wants to go out of this world. So let him take Tesla back to where it's supposed to be, because Tesla ain't doing well either. All right, because he's got competition. Let me see here. Three bands that are not doing well. So here we go. Here we go. Which ones are not going to survive? We're going to give you these right now. Twitter had a crisis parody accounts ran wild with Twitter Blue. Now disabled. Wow. This is a new report, guys. It's an update report. Okay, so now apparently he's getting it back together. So now we're going to go back into these troubled companies facing problems right now. Seven biggest challenges to everyday companies: inflation, economic downturn, supply chain and security protocols. Okay, increasing customer expectations and theft. Accelerated digital transformation. Like the company, the drug companies, you can now have these companies deliver your prescriptions. You don't have to go to Rite Aid or Walgreens, and those two are not doing well. What biggest challenge is the company facing right now? Maintaining quality customers and relationships. Can't get help either. 7-Eleven is actually restructuring its franchises because they want them to stay open 24/7. And that is, they can't get customers at night because they can't hire the workers, are not going to come in for 24/7 for almost minimum wage amount. And that's what they're getting paid. They're getting almost minimum wage to stay overnight. And they can't afford to pay these guys. Well, a lot of companies are doing that. Now they're downsizing their wages coming in. So, look, high inflation and weak wages, that's where the struggle is right there. If a company as big as they are can just start paying more, which will offset inflation, that's what they said. We're trying to deflate, not inflate. So companies are not going to hire. And when they do hire, they're going to hire for less money. So maintaining quality customers' relationships starts right there. If you're not going to have quality help, you're not going to have quality customers, because the customers are going to get ticked off because then there's no help, which there isn't already. Okay? Preserving good reputation. Well, that goes hand in foot with customer relations. Your reputation gets burned when your employees are mistreating customers because they're unhappy of being there because of weak wages. Okay? So it's your problem, Lowe's, Home Depot, that you're falling into economic downturn. Lower your prices and start paying people more money. Give discounts out. You know what, Home Depot? You don't have no employee discount. Zero. And you don't do veteran discounts either. So you have no discounts. So people aren't going to shop there. They're going to Lowe's, but Lowe's is actually a little smaller compared to Home Depot in the big picture. But then we got Menards. You know who's doing well? Not mentioned in here because they're a private company. They're not public. Is Menards. Menards got lower prices because they're in a private. They're a privately owned company. They're not a public traded company. So they can get discounts. They can make better deals. They don't have a board. Well, I'm sure they do have a board. I'm just saying. But they don't have all these executives chasing each other's tails, trying to figure out what to do with economic value to their customer, when they've already figured out how to do that and not go public. And retaining a good customer value, a good reputation, and well-trained employees. Menards is kicking Lowe's and Home Depot's butt, period. And they got better, more quality products on the shelf. And they have those products available because Home Depot doesn't and Lowe's doesn't. Menards is most likely going to be better off in this inflationary situation we're in. So, home improvement, you know where Lowe's and Home Depot's customers went? They're all going to Menards. All right, now, what are some of the companies that are having problems? Well, 10 biggest problems right now. These companies are also facing big problems. Believe it or not. T-Mobile is having a big problem, and Sony's having big problems. But with inflation, the biggest problem is in retail. Companies facing bankruptcy right now in 2023. I'm gonna go through that list right now with you. So don't forget to subscribe if you made it this far with my video. June 2023, financial and retailer technology. It's called Diebold, Genesis Healthcare, Ancora, and Quality Tech Services. These companies are not doing well. Companies filing for bankruptcy right now. These are all in healthcare. Not good. Leading companies filing bankruptcy. Companies not to expect to make it in 2023. So we're going to go through that right now. I mean, the growth in filings is enormous right now, guys. It's not looking good. So families and businesses facing surge in debt loads due to rising interest rates, inflation, and increased borrowing costs, like going shopping. People aren't going to Walmart and going grocery shopping. They're actually lowering their grocery costs by not going shopping at all. They're just like, look at my refrigerator. If you really want to see it, I just eat fresh stuff every day. I decided I wasn't gonna go grocery shopping and just go. I'll tell you where I go. I go to Aldi's. You know why? Because Aldi's has got awesome prices and they got great food and they stick to what we need in the grocery sector. Not going to Walmart and going to Meijer's, okay? And going to Target and going down the meat aisle and having a movie in front of your face, okay, or a DVD rack or whatever they're selling. They don't stick with they throw they throw things in the middle of the aisle that you don't need. Let me go shopping. Aldi's is the fastest growing food retailer in the world because they're sticking to a smaller store with a good selection of what you're going there for, and they're sticking that right towards the market. They targeted the market perfectly, and that's why they're the biggest grocery chain or a growing grocery chain. All this is awesome. Got great prices on meat. They use local growers and a lot and organic material, organic like meats and vegetables. And it tastes their stuff they sell actually tastes phenomenal. Okay, so if you really want to save money, start cooking more at home like I do. Hey, look, I'm a business guy. I make $50,000, $60,000 a year flipping houses. I live in them, flip them, and I take that money, invest it, buy another house, and it's been working pretty well. So now, the U.S. Central Bank interest rates right now have been unchanged, but additionally, because of the basically rates are going up, a lot of they have a total of 2,973 commercial Chapter 11 bankruptcies were filed. That's the highest amount of bankruptcies since 2008. Okay, and banks are not doing well with the higher interest rates because they're the feds have to have to make them higher, and then the banks have to compete with a higher interest rate to try and offset your borrowing power. And the borrowing power right now is non-existent. Commercial real estate is bad, really bad. So let me say one thing, and I'm not getting the true picture here. What is reporting assets going to do right now? Absolutely nothing. So let's see. What are the chances of a U.S. recession right now? Well, here's the forecast. So this is going to end my video. Thank you for being here for the 20 minutes I've been here. Right now, we're starting to sound a lot more optimistic. The prime example, Goldman Sachs slashed the probability that the U.S. will enter a recession in the next year to 25%. So that's down 35%. So the forecast in the spring following this failure to Silicon Valley Bank. So that was June, that was last month. So now, chances of a 2023 recession are changing quickly. So let me go ahead and read that to you on money.com. So now that we know that banks are somewhat failing from being, you know, dumb, and companies are seeing radical changes in how much money they're coming in and losing on their balance sheets, and we got a rise in bankruptcy filings in Chapter 11, U.S. debt was overall at the highest it's ever been in history, okay? So, and one other thing is, inflation is starting to come down. But it's at what cost? The U.S. added 339 jobs in the last month of May. But they're not telling you how many jobs are going to be lost after 2,993 bankruptcy filings. And that includes Rite Aid and Walgreens, 7-Eleven, and possibly Kohl's. Now, I don't know what those are, restructuring agreements. So big companies like that will do it. But it doesn't look good on the economy when these companies do this stuff. So watch your pocketbook. If you're buying a house, guys, come to my channel. I got really good insight on what not to worry about. Don't worry about the interest rates. Buy something you can afford. Just because you can borrow $500,000 with 8% interest rates doesn't mean that you should. I can tell you how to buy a house. If you got two kids, buy a three-bedroom house, find a four-bedroom house that you can live in, and maybe save a little bit of money if it needs a little bit of work, but that work doesn't affect how you live in it, okay? I would say if the house has got a new heater, a water heater, and furnace, and a roof, and it's at a low price, and it needs a little bit of interior work, you know what? I'd say buy the house. Now, don't worry about the windows, not unless they're broken. Now, I'd say if it's a broken window, I would actually have that fixed before I buy it. Now, understandable that windows really don't mean much, except if you're up here in Michigan, it gets cold, but you can always put plastic on them. So what if a house don't have new windows? Windows don't add value to a house, guys. They never do, and they never will. What it does is upgrading your heating HVAC system, okay? Adding a roof will increase the value of your house, because that's less maintenance that those people have to do when they buy your house. And you can give a warranty on those items. Yes, if you have a new roof, you can give a roof. If a big roofing company did that job, say like Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards, they hired contractors through them, they can give you a roof warranty on the sale of that house, okay? And pass it to the new buyer. So if there's any leaks, they'll take care of it for you in the first, I think, 5 years or whatever. And appliances. A lot of buyers are taking appliances with them, or sellers. They're selling these houses and they're taking the appliances that they put in there with them, because appliances are really expensive right now. So if you're buying a house and doesn't have new appliances, which I always put new appliances in my house because I find them at a discount, okay? I'm going to tell you who I go to. You go to American Freight Furniture Stores, and they will have discounted furniture. They'll have discounted stoves, discounted dishwashers. So those appliances can be bought at a discount, okay? They're still new. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just discontinued from last year's model, and they pick them up. They might have a little ding in them. You know, a refrigerator too. Don't worry about if the refrigerator's got a little ding in the corner. No one's going to care when they buy your house, when they get a nice new refrigerator. No one's going to care about a little dink, okay? So buy those things when you can at a discount. I've been doing it for years. I'll even go to a thrift store and find a stove. I bought a stove at a discount at a thrift store at one of my other houses I flipped. It was brand new. Okay? The only thing it was wrong with it, the little burners on top, those little round things that go on top, it was missing. Well, I can go right to Home Depot and pick those up. So it was discounted out, say $500 on a $1,200 stove because it was missing those little things. So anyway, don't worry about what the companies are doing. Worry about what you're doing. If Home Depot goes out of business, that's their problem. Menards is kicking their asses anyway. Same with Lowe's. They go out of business, they start having to not have enough money because their money coming in is too low, and they're going to not do well. Oh, well, hey, it's always the fittest to survive, right? That's what they say. And look, I got to be honest with you. I think Home Depot's overpriced. Got overpriced China bullcrap anyway. If you guys comment below on that, because you guys know it's true. We got low quality. I made a video about it. We all live in a low quality lifestyle. We have lamps and crap that don't even last. You hit the switch and they blow out. And you bought that thing at Walmart last year, and then you got to go buy a new one. And this year, a lamp now costs, a piece of shit lamp costs $40. But all right, guys, I got to go. If you like my videos, put a comment below. And don't forget to follow my channel because I make sense. Now, last thing you need to do is, one, hit that subscribe button before you leave. And make sure you take care of yourselves, all right? If you haven't, if you need help, I'm more than happy to help out. Put some comments below if you need advice.